Hey, this is George Kalantzis, and thanks for your interest in listening and purchasing Nowhere to Go. I'm going to give you a little sample of this essay called The Universe Doesn't Give a Fuck About Your Life. And why did I choose this title? Because so many of us are seeking answers outside of ourselves when what we seek comes from within. So here's a little look at The Universe Doesn't Give a Fuck About Your Life. I know this title might piss some people off, but let's be honest. We don't need any more positive mantras about how the universe has a plan for us. Generally speaking, life isn't that trustworthy. Most of us, for the majority of our people, is about suffering, and we're good at hiding behind the superficial layers of life to disguise the pain we feel. By the time we graduate high school, every decision we make has the potential to leave long-lasting consequences. Suddenly, no decision is easy or spontaneous because everything seems to matter so much. But even with thoughtful, measured choices, we still feel out of control. As we climb the mountain of life, nothing is ever what it seems. The peaks and valleys created by our choices are rarely ones we predict or prepare for. Rather than allow this unpredictable force to give us the freedom to stop being so careful, we retreat. We double down on what we think we need to be and lose ourselves in the ability to make decisions and handle the peaks and valleys of our own life. We'd rather follow the path laid out for us because at least it's convenient. It won't be our fault if something goes wrong. We were just following the plan, following everyone else's example. Everyone wants to feel like they belong to something. We're coded for survival, so we seek others to make our lives easier. The problem arises when we lean too much on others for our own survival. What was once meant to be in a relationship that makes life more enjoyable becomes an essential like water. We forego our own needs and personal desires to ensure that we won't be abandoned by the other person. We keep running because validation and acceptance flow freely. Eventually, repressing our own truth becomes impossible. Innately, we recognize something is missing, so we search for anything that can save us. More relationships, more alcohol, more not mind-numbing television. We'd rather choose the bad habits that are acceptable to the group rather than choose what is right for us. That's why so many of us often struggle to find a sense of self-worth, why women still feel as their voices don't matter, and men slave away in jobs they hate to return home to their families as an empty soul. The patriarch model forced us to abandon ourselves before we ever had a chance to explore who we truly were. Outdated and in desperate need of change, it's a broken paradigm promoted through social media, family views, politics, and gender racial roles. As a result, we continue to abandon and deny ourselves. We let our fears kick in. We hide behind masks. In the process, things break. We break. As parts of us get left behind, we continue to take on new identities to conform and meet others' expectations and needs. In our attempt to feel accepted, we ignore our feelings. We close off our hearts, and we lose trust in ourselves. The faces of change often come when we least expect them. I had no clue that depression and divorce would be the most transformational moments in my life. Turns out, the universe had a plan, but it wasn't what I intended. Hey, all right, you just heard a essay called The Universe Doesn't Give a Fuck About Your Life. And if you liked what you just heard, it's now available in all major platforms, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can even purchase it from me, a signed copy. And what you do, make sure you enter your information with a receipt so I can send you information for your free bonuses that come with the book. I mean, you get a 5-day course that helps you understand concepts that allow you to go deeper than the surface to find the answers to the freedoms you seek in your life. Plus, you get access to a live breathwork session with me. So go ahead and do that now. I appreciate you being here, and I'll see you on the inside of the family.